This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. CAT scans aren't just for people. They can also be used on dinosaurs. A dinosaur skull discovered in North Texas in the early 90s was recently scanned, allowing scientists to digitally rebuild the dinosaur's brain. Lewis Jacobs is a professor of paleontology at SMU and co-author of the new study into the Pawpawsaurus. Lewis Jacobs, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Why was this dinosaur named Pawpawsaurus, and where exactly in Texas was it discovered?
It was named Pawpawsaurus because the rock unit that it was found in is called the Pawpaw Formation, and that's in Fort Worth.
What did the CAT scan show us? This is one of the first dinosaur skulls to undergo CAT scans.
It's not the first, but let me just say that that technique is by all standards pretty new. Basically, a CAT scan, you are X-raying through the body, and then you can make 3D digital models of what's recorded. We do it with humans in medicine all the time, but dinosaurs and fossils require more energy. So the X-rays are put through with more energy, and you can get a good model.
How do you go from digitally scanning a skull to rebuilding its brain?
You know, visualization through software is, you can see inside the earth, you can see inside the clouds, you can see inside people, you can see inside everything. The advances in the software make digital visualization accessible. And so we had the data from scanning the skull of Pawpawsaurus. And then from that, we rendered 3D models of the brain and also the nasal passages to figure out how the air went through. So we did all this, first of all, because we wanted to see the relative proportions of the different parts of the brain. We wanted to see the inner ear so we could get some idea about the kinds of things they hear. We did the nasal passages so we could get ideas about the amount of area for smelling, sniffing, and just to see the way the air would go through the nasal passages. We decided to do the skull because it was well preserved and had a good brain case. And if you can see into the brain, then it opens up a different world, a different way of looking at dinosaurs and other extinct animals, because you can start to make estimates of what their senses were like. And if you can make estimates of what their senses are like, then you can start to think about, well, what were their lives like and what was it like here?
Pawpawsaurus was discovered in 1992. What did they learn from that discovery, and what have you uncovered since then about the dinosaur?
The study of that skull was part of a PhD study by an SMU student, Youngnam Lee. So he discovered it was new, a new kind of plant-eating dinosaur that walked with its head low towards the ground. It's armored. Then with the other dinosaurs, the baby dinosaur that had been found, we knew they bred in this area, that they lived in this area, they made their nests in this area, they made their homes.
Can you describe the Pawpawsaurus? You know, what did it look like?
I would start out saying what the baby Pawpawsaurus looked like. And I would say that baby looked about like an armadillo. It was armored. It held its head low to the ground. It walked on four legs. There's no relationship between dinosaurs and armadillos, which are mammals. But it is interesting that something that looked like an armadillo was here in Texas 100 million years before highways.
Lewis Jacobs is a professor of paleontology at SMU. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.